Nolte, far-left Vice Media ceases publishing, could remove entire site. By John Nolte on February 23, 2024. Farleftvice.com, which was laughably valued at $5.7 billion in 2017, will stop publishing and could kill off its site entirely. Let us now add Vice to the list of left-wing outlets to crash and burn of late. The Messenger, BuzzFeed News, and Jezebel have all closed entirely. The Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, and Knlal have all slashed up to hundreds of jobs. According to the far-left Associated Press, AP, Vice employs about 900 staffers. How many of those 900 will be included in the several hundred layoffs announced Thursday is so far unknown. But if Vice is no longer going to publish at Vice.com, I think we all know what that means for those 900. And to those 900, I can only say that I'm here to help. If you want someone to pretend to be sad that terrible people who hate me and lie to me are losing their jobs, I'm not your huckleberry. Vice Media plans to lay off several hundred employees and no longer publish material on its Vice.com website, the company's CEO said in a memo to staff Thursday, per the AP. The AP continues, Vice filed for bankruptcy last year before being sold for $350 million, and is also looking to sell its Refinery 29 publishing business, CEO Bruce Dixon said in his memo to staff. The most fascinating news is that Vice might erase its website entirely. Earlier on Thursday, Vice writers began backing up their content after an anonymous tip suggested the site would be shutting down. It's still not clear whether Vice will shutter its website altogether, as we've seen with The Messenger, or if the website will remain online but inactive. The Verge reached out to Vice for more information but did not receive a response before publication. If that proves true, it can only mean one thing: the company doesn't even have enough money to pay its monthly server bill. Here are some of today's headlines on the Vice homepage. To defend our democracy, I don't link fake news. Inside the Christian Nationalist Church where proud boys go to be baptized. What we know about the death of non-binary teen next Benedict. How do oil companies get away with, well, everything? An expert explains. How it feels to be a queer Palestinian in exile. The best bedside lamps, for better sleep, sex, and ambience. Magic mushroom edibles, everything to know, from chocolates to drops. Help. I'm obsessed with these faux-filled frozen soup dumplings. How to get free Coke. Other than Nikki Haley's presidential campaign, I can't think of anything that screams 2006 more. Like all these other failing outlets, Vice failed to change with the times. Each generation is different from the previous. But here's Vice throwing up headlines like Barry Obama is still in office and those 20-year-old, green-haired, heavily pierced, bisexual, community college dropouts are still interested in shallow smark and ironic distance at age 37. As far as this green hair's neglected kids, the least cool thing in the world is what mom and dad find cool, so they've moved on to something else. What lasts is truth and justice and things that matter. Everything else is a passing fad. That's why Breitbart News stands as those who relentlessly tried to take us down continue to fall. BuzzFeed, The Washington Post, CNN, Vice, and the rest are / were built on nothing but smug self-regard and things that don't matter. Like pot, skin color, video games, and how people conduct their sex lives. Bigoted, superior, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.